Is that Jolly Ranchers?
Welcome back, everyone, to another thrilling episode of Turning Tables Podcast. Yay! I am your current DM, Alex Webster. With me, as always... Danny, hello.
It's time to roll, motherfucker.
Damn it.
God damn it.
I planned that on the drive here.
How many times did you practice it?
At least four.
Okay, we're
He's like, time to oh, shit.
We're a little unhinged today, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a while.
God, roll some Ruben. Fucking dice.
I wanna roll the very best, like no one ever done. That's my contribution.
James!
I have no dice, so I use a bag of Jolly Ranchers to do my dice thing. And I'm excited.
You roll a red one as your d20.
Yeah!
Sweet!
What does flat mean?
It made you fail. I said good day, sir.
I said good day. Good day. You lose. You get nothing.
Nothing.
Good day, sir.
Connor, how are you?
Keep rolling, rolling.
Chocolate snowfish.
Was that emo?
No, it's not.
No, we got into a very heated debate about what is or isn't emo, like the difference between emo, pop punk, and the self-described RAR genre.
XD.
The RAR XD, yeah. MySpace-esque shit.
Mm. Why you only RAR'd me?
God damn it.
Anyway. Last we left off, it's been a minute since we played, guys, but I'm very excited to jump back into it. Last time on the podcast, our Ascenders were traveling through the magic forest of Zorn in the middle of the Vengeance Trials. For the most part, you guys didn't get very far.
No.
It was limited to an encounter, and very nice. And right now, you guys are coming up on what looks to be a small mausoleum.
Kraft got thrown into a tree.
There was some some mysterious circumstances regarding that as well.
Yeah.
We also lost our adopted friend.
No, yes. We didn't lose him. I pissed him off.
We lost him as a friend.
He pulled the
door. I didn't want him as a friend.
I want the hammer.
No bitch.
Trust no hoe.
Don't trust me.
Fucking scared of him. Anyway, let's continue on where we last left off. What do you guys want to do?
We're headed there to take a rest, right?
Yeah, you guys are fucked up.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we're kind of fucked up.
I'm kind of okay, but I have a concussion.
Roll for concussion? I'm kidding.
I tell him to roll.
That's 11.
You're slightly concussed.
You can sleep tonight.
Just a little CTE.
Yeah, you can sleep tonight, but you actually pull aside. You pull aside Zaris and Amon and are just like, listen, if I start throwing up in the night, I need you to wake me up.
If I start drooling uncontrollably.
Blood is only coming out of one side.
Only one ear.
Yeah, one ear.
So, you guys appear, wander, meander.
We agreed we're taking a long rest?
We were told it was safe.
Oh.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, got it.
I'm good to meander toward that area.
Yeah, I would. I figure we're all just...
I'd like to mosey.
Mosey?
Yes.
Cool.
I would like to... Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Move it!
Oh man, I can tell this is going to be great, guys. Wonderful. So the outside of the mausoleum, like it looks like very, very tiny. Like probably it would be incredibly uncomfortable, but feasible for all of you to fit inside. There's like three or four steps leading up to like an archway that it's like kind of mossy and lichen covered. But it is very, very. It seems safe. It's quiet. You don't hear any animal noises around you. Would you, as you approach the door, it has no handle and appears to have no lock.
That's no bueno.
Can I roll a check on this thing?
Sure.
I
get
some guidance.
Sure.
Yeah, I touch him.
What am I doing?
D4.
Cool. See ya. Lefty's here for a reason.
Can I roll an Arcana too?
Actually, you can roll me Perception, please.
I was gonna roll Perception.
Yeah, go for it.
19.
Okay.
That is
go D&D Beyond
for Alliance.
Go, go.
17.
Okay, so Siegfried actually notices this before you do, Elias.
Sucker.
On the right hand side, maybe like how tall are you, Siegfried?
He's like 6'6".
Oh, 6'6". So probably at like chest level. You notice, you kind of dust away some of the moss and the lichen. There is a keyhole. It's just on the side of the side of what looks like a stone slab of some kind.
Weird.
There appears to be a keyhole.
Oh.
What you figure out, Amon, from your Arcana check, is this is for sure a magical door.
Ooh. Door's magic. Door's magic.
Elias kind of realizing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he's gonna hold out his interlock keys that he has on him.
Dope, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you pull those out. And,
she has actual keys in her hand.
She's got keys.
You need, goodness. And basically, you notice, Siegfried, that there are two separate keyholes.
I know how to do this.
I don't.
Don't help him.
Mon's gonna back away from the door.
So,
are we watching Connor do this, or are we watching Elias?
This is in character.
This is a role play moment, guys. How would you support Elias in this endeavor?
Do the keys themselves seem to be magical?
We'll need an Arcana check.
Sure will. That is. Numbers.
So you have
27.
So you have to take these.
Oh, these are just my name keys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit.
Just by looking at them, I think I could figure this out?
I mean,
it is entirely up to Elias if he wants to pass the keys on to someone else.
Oh, I'm not gonna tell him anything. I just want to. Do I think I can?
I don't. What's your intelligence?
Plus 9.
So they're
wait,
magical.
No, plus 5, sorry.
Eventually,
are they not
yeah.
magical?
The keys aren't magical, the door is magical.
Do we think he could just break the keys? Like, would it be, because I can mend them back together since they're not magical items.
I don't know.
Could Elias...
There is a solution to this,
I think
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fidget thing for me. I love
do
it.
Think I figured it out.
I think you need to wait your turn.
Zaris is like leaning against the door and is just like, should we just camp out here or?
Yes.
Yeah, you see Kraft has took his turret down.
I promise you don't have to force it.
And he's just sitting on top of it.
Amon's gonna cast message at him and say the key that's completely closed in on the inside very bottom, there's a skinny part that I think you could slide that open and out. You dig?
No, I do not dig.
Or the top where it's narrow.
Dude, I am Elias right now. I'm literally getting this.
There you go! Before! Pull it back!
Go the other way.
Hey,
Balls.
Balls.
Wait, I mean, that's kind of something, right?
Yeah.
This is beautiful, guys. You know, I was going to have you do this during combat, and you'd have to, like, sacrifice
that
a certain
would be
rounds,
terrible.
A certain number of rounds. Honestly, I was going to do it, but I forgot I had them. last time we played.
Damn it, just fucking roleplay, damn it.
Let me roleplay!
Can I see inside of ye old mausoleum, or, like, is there...
Absolutely not.
That keyhole isn't all the way through.
I mean, maybe it is. You want to put your eye up to it and see?
No, I'm not that brave. Can I try to block pick the door?
Sure.
By the way, that was a 20 perception. I forgot to add my bonus.
Oh, well, I mean, you see it super quick then.
I am proficient in lockpicking because I am going to be using my multi-tool.
Wonderful.
Oh, you're just going to unlock it? Okay.
Is 16 plus 8, so that is 24.
You lean forward with your...
Oh, great.
With the lockpicks, and you kind of, you hear like... What's you know that there's a gear in there. You know that there's a lock in there.
Damn you. He's celebrating all whatever happens to crap happens.
You hear a sudden gear click. And you try to go to like retract the lockpick and it won't budge.
Fantastic.
You have no faith, little one.
You literally did it right after I stuck it in there.
Nice.
You have no idea how proud Elias is. It's like I have slain a million beasts, but this my greatest achievement.
What can I do to get my key
just
out
like,
of there?
He just like throws the keys down.
Well, please don't throw them down. We need them.
I might have done it.
Doesn't even want to get back inside. He's like, I'll sleep outside. I don't fucking care.
Do I just cast a dispel magic on the door? Hopefully it lets my thing go.
Do you want... I mean, you can. You do get the impression that probably won't do anything.
Okay.
Well, you can try to pull it out. There's just a chance that it might break.
No homo, can I pull it out?
I mean...
Pause.
Because what I said was sus.
Oh. yeah,
asking
go ahead.
The DM.
Yeah, roll to pull out.
What is that? As far as on the
dexterity.
Is it dexterity?
No, just make a. Well, hold on. Before you roll, are you trying to do it like brute force, or are finesse. You trying to do it with?
I'm trying to like wiggle it out. Yeah.
Wiggle it out. Then I would say make me a dex saving throw.
Dex saving throw.
Yeah.
That's a 21?
What would it be with your sleight of hand?
Well, it'd be higher with sleight of hand.
Okay, what would it be with sleight of hand?
28.
Okay.
24? I could math. Hold on. 21 with dex. 20...
Yeah, you're good.
5.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
You're fine. You, like, it takes you a minute, but you can definitely wiggle, like, your...
I fall over a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, I need to
put
this down, else I'm going to fuck with them for the rest of the game.
Me too.
Good job, Elias. Okay, so now there's... Now the hole in the wall is unencumbered.
But there's two keys? Because they were locked... They're like the same?
There's two keyholes.
Oh, tracking. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Are you? Yeah. Yes.
Do
you guys
put it in? Yeah, step aside.
Like he's about to arm the nuke.
Elias. One person has a key around their neck. The other one has the other key. You need both of them to. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Are they spaced out like that?
No, they're like right next to each other.
Okay.
Like yeah.
Gotcha.
One's like right above the other. So, okay, yeah, you put both keys in. I'm assuming you turn the keys.
I turn the key.
Wonderful. The stone. Door, like you just hear the sound of stone on stone as it grinds and opens to reveal the mausoleum. You guys go inside, you investigate. What do you do?
Can we see anything in front of us?
It looks really, really dark at this current juncture.
I have superior night vision.
Oh, I was gonna say, superior night vision see in magical darkness?
No, but then I would have the notion that it is magical darkness.
Probably, yeah.
It's extra spooky darkness in there.
Hmm.
Is there any way to lift it?
I want to do something dumb, but I don't want to.
What do you do?
We could. I don't actually. I actually don't have enough spell slots for dispel magic. So
I'll wander in.
Okay.
Yeah, we came all this way.
The second you go through the threshold, Lai
steps in.
It immediately is no longer magical darkness.
Really?
And somehow. It is suspiciously larger on the inside.
Uh-huh.
This TARDIS mother.
It's probably around the size of from the wall in the room that we are currently in.
Cool.
That
is the address. In...
Don't kill me. I was gonna say don't rape Katie. Listen. to Hobson Notes for more information on that. That was not an out-of-nowhere bit.
We don't know a Katie. Actually, we do know a Katie.
We do. We do. Yes.
Can I use a divine sense to see if this is consecrated or desecrated?
Absolutely. You use a spell slot for that?
No. I am using a one divine sense.
Oh, divine. Okay, cool. Yeah, and this seems... roll an arcana check. It's a little bit more complicated than what... than yes or no.
Okay.
Nice.
That's a fucking four.
I'll scream through the door like, it seems all good. There's more space.
It is technically neither.
Hmm. I thought we were all in. I'm walking in. Same as walking in.
Yeah, okay. let's see. Yeah, so you guys, you enter this Colosseum, not Colosseum, this mausoleum.
Colosseum?
The Colosseum?
There's like a decent amount of space between like where you are in the back of this entranceway, but then also you see about 30 feet forward, rows of pews begin. And at the head of it, there is a dais. And they're on the right and the left side of the dais. There's a wooden door on each side.
Feral perception, just to see if like any feels or looks as if anything's been used recently or disturbed. Or...
Absolutely, yeah.
And then also with that divine sense, do I also sense any type of fiend, undead, or celestial within 60 feet?
No.
This is 10.
10? You, honestly, based on how like thick the dust looks on these pews, people haven't been in here in easy 75 years.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah. If anyone else wants to roll me a perception check?
I'll hit it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Aaron's ours for rolling?
Not this cat.
Okay.
That's 29, baby!
Yeah. Amon and Zaris very quickly get the impression that, like, there's no one here. This place, like, there hasn't been anyone here in forever. There is an inherent sense of safety in the room that you're currently in.
Can I roll investigation on anything that we might be able to use?
Sure.
Pause for cat by leg.
Guidance for that? As I see him looking around, can I help him with the guidance?
What's guidance?
You roll it D4.
With that perception, do I see like a way to close the door behind us?
What was that?
Actually, yes, you see a lever. Like on the opposite 12. Side.
Okay, cool.
So.
If everybody's in, I'm down to close this door.
Yeah,
12.
Yeah. There's nothing really. There's I think the only thing like there's sconces along the wall that you could light for just a better source of lighting in the room. But this place has been long since abandoned. I would say the only real textile would be there's a like some tapestries on the wall behind the dais, and like there's like a little float. There's like also a little tapestry at the podium at the front as well.
I'm down to approach door on the left.
Okay.
Is it locked?
Unlocked.
Is that the door opening?
I don't know if that got picked up by the mic.
Zaris is just like, we're tired.
Yeah.
Maybe we should rest here. And if anyone's uncomfortable, I think we should move the pews in front of the door.
That's what I was thinking too. I don't want to open anything, but I wanted to make sure if they're locked or not. I'm good. You guys down to move these things?
Yeah.
Create a safe space?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Cool. Okay, so you guys lock or you barricade the doors and bed down for the evening then?
Mm-hmm. Something I need to do. Kraft, come here.
Oh my god.
Why? You gonna throw me again?
No.
Alright. Yeah, I'm gonna get like where I can kind of gauge is like close enough that's not your striking distance.
Sigrid's gonna take a step forward.
He takes a step back. Well, I know we're kind of like comrades, but I don't know you that well.
I promise I'm not gonna hurt you.
Alright.
Sigrid is going to hit him really hard on the head.
Why?
Are we going to attack? What's your armor class, Kraft?
18.
Okay.
Wait, with your hand?
Yeah.
Just... unarmed. Like,
not like in
a, like little buddy foo-foo his ass?
In a sense.
What is happening?
What is happening is Siegfried is trying to jar something that happened that everybody seemed to forget.
Oh.
So he's going to hit him really hard on the head to jar that again.
Fair enough. All right, yeah, roll to attack.
Gotcha. Sorry, dude.
You just lied to me.
He was talking. Oh. It's a 28.
28?
No, wait, how? Your unarmed strike?
No, it's a hit.
Yeah, the hit.
Unarmed strike's only your strength.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless you're efficient in
unarmed strike. Okay, it's 24.
Damn it.
Roll the 19.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You, like, punch him upside the head like he, like, you guys are teenage brothers and he's overdoing his time on the Xbox.
Elias kind of sits up and takes note of this and it's just like,
Zarya's just like, hey, why are we punching?
Wait, how
much damage did you do?
Six.
Okay,
you it's take... It's unarmed, so it's six.
Yeah, you just... take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm pulling my gun out. You just fucking lied to me. You just said you weren't going to hurt me.
Something came out of you when I threw you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Was anybody around when that happened?
Yeah,
did anybody else see that?
We all heard it. We all brought it up.
Everybody in this room heard.
Yeah.
And heard the voice that came out of you.
You guys had, you guys deception checked me and I passed. I have no idea.
You may not know what you're talking about, what I am talking about, but there's something inside of you and you may not know us. We don't know you either. And right. So whatever is inside of you, I want to make sure it's not a threat to us. I'm sorry that I hit you. I'm not trying to hurt you, but there's something in you.
Are you truly sorry?
I'm truly sorry, but everybody here heard that voice. And we've seen a lot of weird stuff ascending. I'm just trying to make sure whatever you have inside of you is not a threat.
Look, I'll level with you a little bit. I don't spend a lot of time in groups. I usually work by myself. So if you've seen something about me from the outside, you know, outside the box, I don't know what it is.
Elias is going to walk over and touch Kraft.
Kraft, do you let him get close
to you? No, everyone's been hitting me already. I'll take a step. Are you going to hit me too?
No, and I'm going to lay on hands for that six.
Again, you have to touch him. Yeah,
I'm not letting you touch me. I'm like backing up as your like glowing hand.
I assure you, we are not here to harm you. If we were here to harm you, it would have already happened. Whatever happened in the forest when you hit your head, something came out of you. And I don't know what that is, but I'm just trying to assure it, everybody here that you are not a threat to us if you don't know what's happening inside of you.
Look. I know you don't know me, but I haven't, like, had an episode, I guess, of attacking anyone in my sleep or anything like that. So...
Have you ever woken up not remembering how you got to a place?
No.
You entered a trance-like state in front of our eyes. You can assume why we are a little skeptical of you.
Look, I ain't got an answer for you. I wish I did.
Hey, Kraft, roll me a perception or deception, depending on the truthfulness of your words. Do not tell us which it is. Just tell me the number. Anyone can roll an insight against that.
Sure.
You said persuasion or deception?
Whichever one, based on the truthfulness of your statement.
That is going to be a 21.
Yeah, so.
Pass that. But I'll try.
Hey, if anyone... Yeah. Zarya's roll too.
No. It's a 9.
Yeah.
No. It was a crit right now.
my question is,
he seems to be telling you guys the truth. Like, you guys believe him.
Does Amon know how much time kobolds need to sleep?
I don't think I know how much. Like, I think it's the same.
They're humanoids. Yeah, they're just regular people.
If whatever is happening to him or inside of him, would Divine Sense have picked that up? If it's
I would have said yes if it was. You don't know.
I don't know.
I'm gonna message Siegfried.
As far as you're aware, he is telling you the truth.
I believe him.
I'm gonna message Siegfried and say, hey,
if something happens in the middle of the night, either Zaris or I will see it. So it doesn't matter.
Zaris over the setting sun, just like, yeah, over.
You're literally 10 feet away from each other.
I'm well aware of that, messaging it back. But even the dwarf said not to trust anybody. We don't know him.
Look, are we about to take a long rest after this?
Yes.
Yes. Which is why I hit him. By the way, I would not have hit him otherwise.
Look, it's part of the long rest.
I was like, he's gonna rest.
Good point.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, bitch.
Talk
to me. Make him talk to me.
Go to your sleeper home.
Look, back where I'm from, not so much where I was born, but where I became a man, so to speak. We have a good thing about hospitality. If you would, he's gonna gesture to your axe. Like to hand it to him.
Do you trust him? Do you hand it to him?
You did just say that.
And you hand it to me, and it's super big because I'm only like 3 feet tall, and I'm like as soon as he hands it to me, kind of like falls into my chest, and I just kind of softly lie on my butt with it. And I will use, as part of the long rest we're about to take, I will use one of my infusions to give it enhanced weapon. So your weapon will have a +2 damage and attack. And it counts as magical for overcoming resistances.
Nice. For how long?
Until I turn it off.
Ah.
Are you like borrowing from the long rest you're about to take?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I asked, since we're going to do a long rest.
Okay.
So you see, as soon as you hand it to me, I take out my multi-tool, I start etching some stuff into it, and it starts to glow a little bit with like bluish magic. And he tries to lift it up to hand it back to you, but like
Siegfried's just gonna like chuckle a little bit and grab it.
I noticed that
one arm.
Noticed
in one hour of combat there you were doing as much damage as you could.
I was trying.
Yeah, but sometimes a little boost helps.
Thank you. Again, I do not wish to harm you. You fought beside us already, and for that I trust you.
Well, I might have just signed my death warrant because I made your weapon better, stronger, so hopefully. If you kill me, it's a quick death.
I will just tell you that we encountered a person that had something similar to what we experienced with this voice that came out of you. He was somebody else trapped within somebody else, and this creature was very dangerous. I'm just watching out for everybody here, and I'm not trying to harm you in any way. I just wanted to know if hitting you would make it come back out.
He just shrugs his shoulders. Beats me. I don't... Yeah, this is new to me also.
Very well.
I'd like to stop getting beat up now.
Can we all agree that we're gonna stop fighting each other?
That was not a fight.
He hit me.
If it were a fight, it'd have gone a lot different.
You know what I mean.
You heard what came out of him. That's all I was trying to...
Elias's pats, crap. Way to be a good sport.
Almost knocks him over.
Yeah. But then...
Takes another super... Yeah.
He hits him in the super, he goes, yeah!
I'll understand. I'm literally like half your size.
I lay on hands. So. That was a healing pat.
He's all standing on top of his turret so he can be tall as you guys.
Okay, Zaris is going to say, well, if it would make anyone feel better, I can detect poison or disease on him if you worry of some kind of ailment in that sense.
Well, whatever that fungus creature was on the last level, so I don't know if that means that would be what's inside of him, but it doesn't hurt to try and check it out.
Alright, she'll take a minute and ritual cast.
Y'all came across some fungus creatures?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There was some sort of sickness on the level that we were on before, and the governor of said level was a scythe-carrying fungus creature.
Interesting. Alright.
Hence my confusion about the voice that came out of you, because it sounded very similar.
Hmm. Cool. Anything else you guys want to talk about before you bed down for the night?
Zaris, do you want to go first, or do you want me to stay awake?
I'm not that hurt. I can go first. Or you can go first.
Okay, I will.
Say less.
Good night. You guys take a long rest. So Zaris is staying up. I need everyone to roll me a d20.
Right before we fall asleep, Siegfried's gonna grab the ascending stone and very quietly just say, watch me.
Zaris, like, literally behind everyone, just goes, like, thumbs up.
D20. Oof.
Just a d20?
Yeah, just a d20, pure luck roll.
Oh, yeah!
Nat 20.
Okay.
Perfect, Tom.
19.
Okay.
8.
Okay.
1.
And the digital dice god the shit on D. you as they do. Digital
yes, D, they do.
Digital D.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, on D&D Beyond, because we're in the same thing, I can see your rolls.
Well, good, because I'm not lying. I was an
apple. Oh, no. I wanted to go look and see it with my own eyes.
Right, she just wanted to see you fuck up.
Right. See your downfall.
Because you decided to use digital dice.
Why have you forsaken me, digital gods?
Because you're using digital dice.
You know what? Okay. Roll with it.
Okay, cool. That makes it easy for me.
God damn it.
I'll leave.
Yeah. Okay. Elias, while you are sleeping, you find your dreams are far more vivid than normal.
Great.
You feel this, like, incorporeal, like, your body, like, you're witnessing something, and you're not sure whether it's past or present, truth or falsehood, but you see an echo version of yourself. Ever since you gained these new abilities, you've felt this splintering of who you were, who you are, who you want to become. You see one of your echoes sitting on the ground, and there's a woman on the ground with you. You know who this woman is, but you're currently having a hard time placing a face to a name you're not entirely sure. In a way, yeah, so you can't put a face to her name. In the way many dreams tend to go, nothing super unnormal there. She smiles at you and takes your echo's hand before planting a gentle kiss on his cheek. And you feel your own cheeks flush with the possibility of love, something you denied yourself long before now. Your unchecked ambition got you here, and you feel a bubbling of wrath in your stomach. Your regret is choking you as you see this splinter, this possibility of yourself getting what you have long since denied yourself. What do you do?
In this dream state, what do I do? While this woman kisses my leg?
You're seeing this woman kiss your echo's cheek. Like, you're watching this happen. Do you try to shake yourself out of it? Do you...
No.
What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
No, I want the dream to go on. I don't do anything to intervene.
Okay. As the dream continues... slowly the face of this woman becomes a little bit more clear, and you recognize it as Naomi. And you're, like, reminded of just, like, the connection that you guys had all the way back in Limbo, and realize that out of your blind ambition from the very beginning, you hadn't really passed through much of a second thought. And you just see your echo, this only the version that you're witnessing is a little bit more subdued, like doesn't like hold himself with the gaudy proudness that your current echo does.
What do I do?
Do you want to do something? Do you want to try to wake up? Or is this a pleasant dream?
It's a pleasant dream. Oh, this is a pleasant dream.
Nice.
You ship my characters? No.
I have had unpleasant dreams since I've gotten to Malphite. So this is a pleasant dream. Boing.
That was a boing for the cat, by the way. Not like a dick boing, but we can give it a dick boing.
I was going to say shoving. No, so it is, you're under a tree and there's like a pleasant brightness. It's almost too bright for you, considering that you haven't spent much time in the sun since you began your journey through Malphite. You watch this dream conversation take place. And Naomi's brows kind of knit together, like your echo had said something confusing. And in like a weird moment that deeply unsettles you, like somehow she like looks at you, like she turns her head and makes eye contact with you, and looks back at the echo, and then back at you, mm-hmm. and back to the echo. And looks back at you and is like, why would you lie to me?
I say nothing.
She goes to touch the echo again and her hand passes through it like it's an actual, like the actual echo.
Real Elias tries to like reach through the threshold or step towards Naomi through that threshold as she's realizing that the echo that she's trying to connect with, she's passing through. Elias kind of like takes mm-hmm. that as like, no, I'm the real one.
In true dream, you know, processes, you go to move and like you feel like your legs are like leaden. You cannot move your legs. You can't move. You are entirely paralyzed where you stand. She looks at the echo, and this time she looks mad. She just looks confused, even more so than before. And your echo starts to laugh.
The real Elias is gonna try to struggle through the paralysis.
Okay. Yeah. Roll me a, let's say, a wisdom saving throw, please.
That is a 11.
Okay.
Wait. No, I'm sorry. A 13.
Okay. As you go to try to like almost like strong arm your way through, it feels like everything starts getting blurry again. So you feel this like this blurry, like almost like you're looking at everything through swimming goggles. Everything starts getting blurry and you find yourself thrust back. And the tree that you're under, it feels like it's getting brighter and more sunny, and to the point where it is actually hurting your eyes. And now you can't really make out details on Naomi's face, and all you can see is this almost maniacal smile on your echo's face.
Elias is going to call out, "Curse you, coward," and he's going to try to struggle even more towards and run towards with like intent. Okay. Like, I'm gonna fucking kill this thing.
Another wisdom saving throw, only this time with disadvantage.
Oof. Okay, nat 1.
Oh, no, it doesn't go worse.
And nat 20.
Oh! You should have didn't roll it.
I'm sorry, bully!
Forgive me!
Wait. No.
You, like,
it's a brutal roll.
Finally, feel your arms and your legs, and you go to take a step, but in this, like your stomach going up to your throat sensation, like falling down a great height, you feel yourself getting pulled away from the dream. I'm on.
Hold on really quick. Before we get into how serious or funny mine's going to be, mm-hmm. I really hope that you got the cat's purrs in the background of that.
Sometimes.
Because she's just...
She was purring hard.
I could hear her. So I don't know if the mics got it, but maybe. Hell yeah.
Good dream.
pretty decent.
Until it wasn't. Dun, dun.
So you... It's really easy for you when you go into trance because you're just trancing. It's not like falling asleep, as, mm-hmm. as it has been explained to you by people who need 8 hours of sleep.
Right.
But you like blink and you quickly find yourself getting pulled into like a reverie almost, but you know this is as close to a dream as you can call it that.
Right.
You find yourself in a castle. You can't tell if it is day or night. The cold stone is imposing, and you feel this saddening ache in your chest. You're not entirely sure. It could be... You're just... Everything is disorienting. At the back of the room that you're in is a dais with a figure sitting on a large throne-type chair. His long black hair glinting in the candlelight from nearby sconces lighting this large chamber. You know this man. You are absolutely sure of it. You've seen him before, fought him before even. In this moment, it's almost like a memory, but not quite. You are blinded by ambition. He is not you, but more than anything, you want to be him.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the curse... Despite what it will do to your soul, if you even believe in such a thing, you need it. This power feels all-encompassing and entirely overwhelming. Do you fight the dream?
Can I see myself the way Elias did, or am I looking first person?
First person.
Oh, shit. hold on, I'm gonna roll for something. Is that 14 or is it cocked?
14.
Yeah.
That sounded like the most suspicious 14.
Well, there's a blood spot over the one.
Yeah, I couldn't see the one.
Okay, I thought it was cocked. Okay, yeah.
No.
I'm highly invested in all of this.
Amon has an idea of what he wants to do, but he's gonna let, similar to what Elias did, like kind of let this dream progress.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an idea of what he wants to do. He's going to do... It's not like... It's a dumb idea, but he feels like it's the right thing to do. He's just waiting for the right moment.
Sure. This figure lets out this haughty laugh, and you feel... You've heard that laugh, but it's like a mocking laugh. It's like him trying to debase you.
And there it is. That's what I was waiting for. The trigger. I slap him with Mage Hand.
Ruben knows who this is.
I know exactly what's happening.
Okay, yeah. Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
God damn it.
That's what got you into this mess.
It's an 8.
Okay. You don't know why.
It's the first time, too. God damn it.
You take 4 points of psychic damage.
Sweet.
Actual
damage? Like, am I waking up hurt?
Yeah, you will wake up hurt.
Okay, hold on. Oof. Okay.
I give it and I take it away. yeah, you take 4 points of psychic damage as this figure stands up and booms. I will not stand for such insolence.
Can I speak? Do I think I can speak?
Do you want to try to speak?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you've been beaten before. We took you down.
Okay. Are you trying?
Are you going to? I'm not going to do it. We can't get into that again.
We can't do this right now. Ruben's invested. I need to keep telling the story.
A culmination of like all my works are happening right now.
Yeah. In another life, perhaps, but in this one, you can never defeat me.
In this one...
Bitch?
In this one, I'm different.
I'm built different.
Built in a lab, if you know.
If you will.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Definitely, like, this is a completely different circumstance. I have more in my group, and there's more power behind us. We don't have curses holding us back. And yes. This is our world.
Such a funny thought from such a imprudent, cocky little man. I have lived eons, and I will live beyond this.
I just remember how it ended. Sword through the head, I think it was, in your own coffin? That sounds about right.
What's your armor class?
Huh? Armor class. 17.
47.
For him?
Armor class.
26.
Too much.
A flash of, like, dreamlight shuddering. Like, it's almost like beforehand he was like 30, 40 feet away from you. Next thing you know, he is inches from your face.
Mm-hmm.
And he slashes across your throat with his claws, and you take 11 points of slashing damage.
Okay. I'm writing minus numbers, by the way.
I understand. This is all subtracted from when you wake up.
Yeah.
I just,
that
okay.
sucks.
Okay, do you keep arguing with him, or do you try to get out of the dream?
Keep it going. You're doing great.
He's gonna wake up dead.
No. I have a pretty fun idea. I'm gonna attempt to cast.
Also, at this point, you still don't know who he is.
I know.
You know he is just a man that you have fought in the past.
Daddy knows.
I'm gonna cast Sacred Flame. On him.
Sacred motherfucker.
Excuse me. He has to make a dexterity saving throw.
I don't have the stats for this man, so I
do. It's like a +9.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. What's the saving? What's the save?
Give me a second. It's 17? Yeah.
Yeah. He passes.
Cool. And then I'm going to use a bonus action to cunning action, disengage, and get the fuck out of there.
You can't run from me forever, Amon!
I could try.
Alright, roll a wisdom saving throw.
God damn it.
With a disadvantage this time.
Cool. Love that for me. You know what? Still not that bad. 17.
Beautiful. You sit up with a fucking start. And you're just like, you look around, everyone's asleep. Zaris is sitting, like, she's doing her yoga. She is in, she's like, mid, like...
I'm listening.
Yeah, she is mid-yoga pose at this moment, and she's just like, that looked like a weird dream. You dream?
I'll tell you about it when you wake up.
Alright.
I'm assuming it's 4 hours later.
It is,
cool.
Yeah.
I took those 15 hit points off my current. I'm alright.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I had to. Can I short rest? I'll burn 2 hit dice.
You want to burn 2 hit dice?
I'll burn 2 hit dice.
Sure, why not?
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I need to rest from all my resting.
You ever wake up just tired?
You wake up tired.
Every day. Every single day.
You need
a power nap from waking up.
You need a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah. I'm not fully healed, but I'm very close to it. All right.
Craft.
Hello.
When you bed down, do you stay with the group, or do you kind of go off, like, find your own little
Yeah, I'm gonna make myself a corner, okay. Yeah.
Does he do the dog thing where he spins around in a circle a few times?
I did picture him doing that, but that's...
Damn
he's
it!
Like, he's like...
In a past life, maybe.
Pre-becoming an adult kobold?
Yeah.
He does a little cat thing from Looney Tunes. He gets on top of Siegfried's back and he's like with his claws. Like,
absolutely not.
He's like, I will not be debased into like this.
Just because I'm a small man doesn't mean I'm not a man.
Anyway, Craft. Sleep finds you relatively easily. It's been a long ass day. You're exhausted. A lot has happened. You woke up that morning, I guess, 8 hours ago in prison,
mm-hmm.
and now you're here with Fantastic. People who just punched you upside the head.
Well,
I didn't say beat the shit out of him. I said punched him in the head, which is what you
and
did.
And threw him into a tree.
However, as you fall asleep, the whispers invade your thoughts as you dream. You see an eerie mist. A cave that you can't get out of. At first, the whispers are comforting. Your friends and compatriots in the humble cave that you all made a home in. Slowly, it dawns on you, and you remember. You realize in this moment that you are dreaming. As soon as that thought occurs to you, the whispering becomes malicious. Somehow soft, but with an evil edge, you hear, "You failed. They died because of you. If only you saw where the traps failed." This final whisper is in a familiar voice. The voice that has been keeping you company this whole time. Before you can do anything, you are covered in darkness, blinking away the haze only to realize you are buried alive in your own cave, just like all those years ago. What do?
I guess in like a panic, I'm trying to dig myself out of the rubble.
Sure. Make me a constitution check.
That's a 5. Oh, wait. Sorry, that's a 9.
You feel dust and debris, like, clogging your nose, your eyes. You're trying to blink it out, but it's, like, blinking through sand. It's gritty and it hurts. And you realize with a rapidly approaching seriousness that you are buried alive. In this moment, in the panic that you feel creeping up in your chest, under your skin, all around you, do you remember, do you think Kraft would remember that this was a dream? Do you think he's had this dream before?
Probably.
Okay. Do you think that he would in this moment realize that it was a dream and try to shake out of it?
Probably not until after. He's probably had this dream before, but while he's in the dream, he's probably... Because when he was then, it was like being a newborn child, but with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably in like an intelligent, but also instinctual panic.
Right. Okay, so let's say a wisdom saving throw.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay.
Oh boy.
You somehow, some way, are able to like shake off this encroaching panic, this animalistic, basic level panic that only a child feels when they can't find their parent. You realize in this moment, even you are able to push off the panic, but you do realize in this moment you are completely and utterly alone. The cave that you are in is deathly silent. You can hear the faint droppings of debris from the roof or from the ceiling of the cave that you're in. But other than that, it is entirely silent and entirely dark. Even your dark vision seems to fail you in this moment.
I think in this, I'm pretty sure Kraft's probably had this dream before,
mm-hmm.
but I think the environment is doing something to him. So I think in this dream, there's a slight difference. And he hears, consciously hears a voice coming from himself saying, "You're all alone, Kraft."
Aman, roll me a perception check.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going with that.
God damn, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's 27.
You hear him say this out loud while he sleeps.
Interesting. I'm gonna get closer so I can like actually pay attention to what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna wake him up.
Sure.
But I'm focusing.
Roll me a perception check with disadvantage, Kraft.
Fantastic. Ooh, that's a big ol' 6.
There's someone coming, and they want to hurt you.
he starts to panic. Like, his body is, like, under this rubble, but, like, his body in real life is starting to shake. Like, he is panicking.
You can feel the reverberation of their footsteps as they're getting closer.
He's struggling to get free.
What do you do?
I'm going to use a mage hand. Like, not aggressively, just, like, right over his chest, kind of, like, I don't know, try to calm him down, like, just put my hand there, or, like, not my hand, but the actual mage hand, to, like, chill, dude. Like, I'm not gonna say that, but, like, it's a very, like, yo, chill out.
You feel a hand on your chest, and it feels like it's going for your throat.
That didn't work out.
That's why you should have slapped him.
You feel a hand, like, right here at the top of your chest, base of your throat. What, if you weren't so panicked, might feel like a calming gesture, but in this moment, you just feel even more claustrophobic than you were before.
For flavor, I'm going to say the voice comes back to me again, and it says, "I will not let us die, Kraft." And almost like in a jutty motion, I'm going to use one of my draconic cries.
Okay.
Which for flavor, I'm just going to say it's a dragon's roar.
Sure.
But what it actually does is all the enemies around me have disadvantage to attack any of my friends. So, like, I'm doing it out of straight
panic.
Instinctual panic.
Sure.
So I do let out this large draconic cry.
Beautiful. You hear all of this.
No, yeah, absolutely. Do I think if I use message... will I wake him up?
Sure, yeah. You think there's a good chance.
Huh. Shit, I don't want to do that. How close are we to everybody waking up?
How loud would you say?
The draconic cry?
Yeah.
It's loud enough to be heard within 30 feet, so...
Okay, I need Elias and Siegfried to roll on a... intelligence saving throw.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Really?
I'm sorry. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Come on!
Got a
six.
I got a 17.
Okay, you stay asleep. Elias, you're a little immersed in your dream. And you're immersed in this dream.
It's the good part.
Yeah, it's the good part of the dream.
Siegfried, we will get to your dream in a moment, but... this is all happening simultaneously for the sake of flavor here. But you will wake up from your dream with a start, and unfortunately you will not get a long rest.
Me neither.
shit. Okay.
So, Kraft just let out this cry.
I'm gonna use message at Kraft, and I'm gonna say, hey, I don't know which one of you is gonna hear this, but nothing is happening and you're safe.
You do hear this. It sounds distant. The voice sounds far away, and you vaguely understand this voice to be familiar and friendly. But you do hear it.
And this time, Kraft's voice, but in a real broken up way you haven't never heard before, is like, let out, Kraft want out.
Would I assume that means he wants to wake up? I'm slapping him with mage hand.
Okay, Kraft. You feel yourself, like, with a swiftness get yanked out of the dream. And you are, like, wake up and you are doused in sweat. And similar to how you woke up, Amon, like, Kraft, it like, eyes just wide as dinner plates.
I would say also, like, for a second, like, when his eyes open up, they're generally, like, reptilian, bright yellow. But, I don't know if he would notice, but, like, when he wakes up, for a second, they look... draconic.
Oh no, I definitely noticed because I was sitting watching you.
But then they fade back to like Kraft eyes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you have a bad one too?
You could say that, yeah. Bad's putting it lightly.
Yeah, me too.
Siegfried!
Sup?
The unfortunate.
Sorry.
Has to go last.
It was supposed to be for flavor. I'm sorry.
No. So, as you...
Wait, really quick.
Yes.
How does that affect his rest? Because at this point, it's been longer than 4 hours, but under eight.
The weird thing about 5e that I don't love is, like, if you get 7 hours and 45 minutes of sleep, it's not a long rest.
Yeah. So...
So, technically, not a long rest. Unless... People elect to go back to sleep, which I will give them the option to do.
Yeah.
But...
There might be issues.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm saying,
like... You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. But, like, if you feel like it would be true to your character to go back to sleep after that.
Because, like, I was definitely going to...
In the interest
of... Message him and say, go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep!
That's something you're not going to have to tell Siegfried. Siegfried's going to go back to sleep.
Like, in the interest of fairness...
He's going to wake up and be like, I knew it. And then go back to sleep.
In the interest of fairness, like, if you decide that your character wouldn't go back to sleep after something like that, I'm not going to punish you for it. Like, you won't get levels of exhaustion. You just don't get a full rest.
Right.
Yeah. I know that some people might think you should get levels of exhaustion, but I don't care.
They're not the DM.
Yeah,
right?
I'm the captain.
I'm the captain now.
Exactly. But yeah, so you can think on that. You don't have to tell me right this second, but...
I'm PTSD right now.
I have this unfortunate habit of traumatizing Ruben when we play D&D.
I give her a lot of information to play with.
It's my favorite, though. Siegfried, so you are, like, on the first class train to Snoozeville.
Mm-hmm.
As...
I'm all right. Alright, I'm done.
I was thinking more, just a small town girl.
Oh, I was gonna let you call boy.
Please don't sing that song. It'll make him go into a rage.
He goes into a rage and then goes to sleep. Yeah. Just angrily swinging his axe.
Don't stop! Fuck. Hits craft again.
Yeah.
He just got too close. Yeah.
Okay, so you're back in your body. Like, you're in your dream. You find yourself back in your old body. But this isn't your old body, is it? Like, this, you look down and... This body is younger and stronger somehow. Your joints don't ache and your back isn't sore. You look down at your hands. Your fingers are all intact.
Yeah, I mean, they are still.
No gray coloring.
These are not the hands of a sailor yet. Just the hands of a boy who is barely a man. You look around you and you recognize where you are. You are in... the tavern in your port city that you grew up in, and where you met your future first mate. In fact, in this moment, you see him across the room with his feet up on a chair, beer in one hand and a pipe hanging from his mouth in the other. Despite his appearance, he is around your age, but his skin is sea-worn, tan and weathered, indicative of someone who grew up on a ship, you assume anyway. But he looks at you and he grins, waving and beckoning you over. What is Siegfried feeling, thinking? What does he want to do in this moment?
Huh. Well, considering Siegfried is seeing himself as a younger man, he's going to cautiously approach, clenching his fists and ready for whatever.
Sure. As you approach, you just, like, his grin becomes even wider, and he's like, Siegfried! How are you feeling about your first day out at sea?
That's actually beautiful. Pretty good. Leave it
in. I'm really here!
It's really immersive. I'm all about immersive special effects.
She made that tree with her mouth.
She actually paid them to do that.
Yeah. I was here. All right.
She's out $300.
Well spent.
In his pure anger, he's, yeah. What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? I'm here to get you. Tomorrow's our first day out on the ship. Remember what we talked about before? Adventures and women and booze and money.
Siegfried smacks his beer out of his hand and grabs him by his shirt, slamming him against the table that we are by.
Siegfried! What are you doing, my friend?
Should have killed you when I heard the chants!
What are you talking about?
He's just raising his fist and going to punch him right in the face.
Alright, roll your attack.
Sick.
Fucker attacking with a wisdom saves. God damn it. I could not try to get killed.
Did you not hear the three other dreams? No, I'm kidding. 15.
Okay, yeah, roll damage.
Nice.
He's spooky.
It's 6, right?
It's six.
You like crack part of his like cheekbone, like it's split a little bit, not like broken, but like there's just like blood on his face, and he's just like, Siegfried, we talked about this. I'm your friend. What are you doing?
He's just gonna scream, "I'll kill you!" and just gonna start wailing on this guy.
And all of a sudden, like a facade drops, and he looks at you, and he's like, "But I killed you first." And he's gonna wind up and swing at you. What's your AC?
15.
Okay, that hits.
okay, that hits.
And you take 6 points of bludgeoning damage. Okay. Famously not raging, Siegfried.
He sleeps angry.
And in this moment, take a roll a wisdom save, please.
There it is.
Damn you. Stuff. Stop it! Three.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's bad.
You have a minus 1 to wisdom?
I do. I am not Same. Smart boy. I am strong boy. Okay?
I do bonk.
I do think. Bonk, not think. No math, all bonk.
Why say any word when few words do trick?
I was elected to lead, not to read.
Exactly. Read this for me.
Does Siegfried know how to read?
Yes,
he does. Not well, but he can.
He can read good. He has to spell things, or he has to word things out, like, very slowly.
He enunciates, yeah.
He's not bragging to Elias. See, I told you, it says end.
Goddamn. Okay.
Good job, Siegfried.
You, like, suddenly you're both on your ship together, and it's been couple years since that moment when you originally saw your first mate, and you both, like, you are still over him with your fist raised, and you feel yourself dragged through time, and everything feels a little bit blurrier. You feel unsteady on your feet, and you're not sure what has come over you in this moment, but he pushes you off, and he's like, "Oh, that was a good tussle, Sig."
Yeah, Siegfried's just gonna go after him again. He's trying to wail on this guy.
He moves out of the way. With, like, your feet feel like almost like they're filled with cement, and you try to move, and you realize you're not able to move with the swiftness that you're used to. And he notices this, grins, and sidesteps out of the way, almost mocking you. And he says, "Old age has made you slow."
Siegfried at this point is full rage. He's just screaming and swinging and, let's say, foaming at the mouth, just trying to chew this guy up.
Roll me one more wisdom saving throw.
Okay. I've had this nightmare.
Please be smart.
How dare you?
I know, right? It's hitting hard for everybody. 11.
Okay. You don't get pulled out of the dream entirely, but you do feel like a distance somehow, and still your first mate is like moving too quickly for you to catch up to him, and it's infuriating, and you're trying as much as you can, and he still is just haunting you, talking about previous exploits and journeys that you went on, and leaned in and was just like, but nothing meant more or was worth more to me than the moment I saw you keel over at that bar. Fool. You are an old man and a fool. You should know by now that first mates always turn on their captains.
Yeah, Siegfried is just blind rage. Again, he's just screaming and trying to do whatever he can in any kind of movement to kill this person.
Yeah, make me another resume too.
Okay. Show me potato salad. Oops.
What? They call me tater.
Nat 20!
Yay! Oh let's my go! God!
So, this can't go unrewarded. Finally, you're able to catch up to him.
Yes.
And just land this sick fucking up, like, undercut right under his jaw, like, more under combat. His chin.
Sure, you can.
Yeah. Total, like, and it, like, as he, like, his eyes widen in, like, shock for a moment, and he starts to fly back, you wake up. And in that moment, everyone is like comes to from their own respective nightmares. Zaris looks fucking haunted.
I was gonna say, are you gonna tell us what happens to Zaris?
I mean, I haven't decided whether or not that's something she's gonna want to tell you or not. Yeah.
No, but just for like,
well, I mean, none of what happened to anybody we know about.
Yeah, that's why like it might be. Yeah.
The only reasonable excuse would be these two knowing something happened, but
I woke up literally screaming.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you guys all kind of come to within the same 15-20 minutes. Are you going to take a like yeah, let's do you decide to go
literally,
back to sleep?
When you wake up, I message you like go back to sleep.
Yeah, it did. Whatever happened and he's going to shake it off and go back to sleep cuz he's like, nah, fuck that, I'm sleeping.
Beautiful.
I'm going to say, Kraft, out of fear of ending up under the rubble again during the sleep, he probably can't sleep.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't take a point of exhaustion, but you don't get a full rest.
Excellent.
If you want to take, like, a short rest, like, in case any, like, anything that comes back from a short rest for you, that's totally fine. But, yeah.
I think I have playing cards. I'll play some cards with,
With Kraft. Okay. Beautiful. Everyone who does get a full rest does, so you too.
Question.
Yes.
I had 16 HP minus from the forest. Is that back or not back?
The max HP?
Yes.
That gets restored.
Oh, sweet.
Anyone who took damage during that fight that lowered your max HP?
Mm-hmm. Yay! I'm back, baby.
Back to normal. Nice. That goes away.
Beans.
Thank you. I thought about that earlier, and I was like, "Don't forget to tell them." I super forgot to tell you.
I remembered,
so I don't get none of my spell slots.
Minus six though, because I got damaged by Dickhead in my dream.
Okay.
Hey, let's go.
If I want to say like before Kraft had his moment, I want to say Amon was trying to sketch what he could remember from the dream of what the dude looked like. What would I roll for that?
For a drawing?
Yeah, just like a pretty basic sketch of what the dude looked like. I'm not going to like get Bob Ross.
Weird,
what
do you think? But it's the only thing
would it be perception? Because it's...
Or history
it's,
or...
Well, because you're perceiving your dream world and trying to remember it as you're, when you're awake. So
I'm
going to
say
perception.
It's two different roles. I'm going to say... perception to try to remember. Okay. And I'm going to say performance to draw.
Okay.
Well,
nice. Yes.
Perception, 28.
Cool. You remember, you see the long hair, the slight, like, slightly pointed, or pointed? I'm like, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, they're kind of funny.
Ooh.
15 on performance.
You can draw, like, would you say... Be honest, has Amon drawn at any point before in his life?
I think the things he would draw... would be, like, aside from, like, tagging things, like, when he was a thief, I think, like, what he would draw would be, like...
was...
Yeah, weird. In all thieves' camp.
Yeah.
the bomb.
Yeah. What a shishy bang bang.
I think, like, he wouldn't have drawn, like, people, but he would have drawn other things, like, maps or, like, plants, because, like, being so a thief, he has a basic understanding of
Drami. Yeah. He wasn't like a Drami like one of your French girls.
Yeah. But I mean, it was honestly like
Drami,
I would
like
say...
one of your Faerun girls.
Nice, God,
damn it!
I'm gonna say that forever now. Drami like one of your Faerun girls.
Like it, so, if it were me being DM, I would say it's all right, but like some things are off, and like
sure.
I don't, again, like, it's
no,
not
I
perfect.
I was going to say, with a 15, like, you can do a decent rendering. Like, it is not winning any still alive competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think if
it's
all right. Yeah, it's all right.
All right. That's good enough for me.
Can you identify a criminal from it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
It's like, if we get two people that look kind of like that, I can't tell which one's which.
Right. It's a step below, I would say, a police sketch.
Excellent. Yeah, that's all I was going for.
Yeah.
But it's not full caricature. Yeah, his ears are gigantic.
It's not another teen movie. It's like you have your mother's eyes. Like it's not like fucking painting with like
that's
fingers.
Good enough for me. I'm gonna stick that drawing in the book and then that's when the shenanigan went down.
Cool, you're all awake. So what do you do?
You said we were playing cards.
Yeah.
Do we talk at all, or are we just
play
cards?
Guys talk?
It's up to you, man.
I'm gonna
like pull out a deck of cards, set them down, and be like, "So if you're not going back to bed, we might as well do something here."
Deal.
Wait, are we awake now?
I'm saying, do you guys do some? Like, you guys just play cards while?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you. I'm not gonna like interrogate you because.
Yeah. Do you guys want like? Do you guys talk or like? Do you guys want like? Be as specific or as vague. We can yada yada through the RP.
Be aggressive.
Just two guys at the bar. How's your night? Good. How about you?
Good.
Good.
Bad.
How open does this crowd want to be?
Good game. Yeah. Game is good.
First down.
Again, why use any word when few word do trick?
No, I thought
men communicate is a joy to behold. It's so funny to me.
I like this beer. Beer good.
Beer good. You like beer? I like beer.
Good lord.
I'm gonna say he's kind of reeling from his dream still, so his brain at this very moment, I'm gonna say that's probably the reason why he didn't get no spell slots back is because his brain is a little scattered at the moment, and he's somewhere between how he used to be and versus how he is now. So he's kind of like thousand. He's looking at the cards and he's playing the game, but it's kind of like he's looking through the cards.
Right.
Oh, he's got that 1,000-yard stare.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I see you struggling. I'm not gonna like harass him about it. We'll just play. It's fine.
Oh, cool.
I'm also not gonna hit him in the head.
Also good.
Yeah. Please don't.
Cool. Love that.
I don't know if that's what causes the dream. Take you two concussions.
Cool. Okay, you guys all wake up with your varying degrees of refreshness. Some dreams were better than others. Whether or not you share them, entirely up to you.
Burn hit dice, so at least I have full health.
I was going to say, yeah, if you wanted to do that, you could absolutely do a short rest. Like I said, I don't know if you get any features back on a short rest.
I get all my basic stuff. I don't get spell slots back, so I'm kind of screwed in that department. Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying shit. I'm sure they don't.
Wait,
okay.
you
Zarya
had
sits on your back for per your morning push-ups.
Yep.
You had con on you.
Business as usual,
dice, right?
What?
You had con when you roll hit dice?
Yes.
Sick. I'm basically at full health now.
Yeah, he's just
the same.
She knows the drill and just starts doing push-ups. Getting ready.
Yeah. And then Zarya is kind of going to look around. She's going to have to be the one to break the ice. Like, so, anyone else have any weird dreams last night? Or is it just me being in this weird, creepy little forest?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine you heard my outburst.
I was gone.
Last night?
The only one that did is... I point at Siegfried, and I'm like, and I told him to go back to sleep. And
watch
he did.
Siegfried's doing push-ups and looking at him. What outburst?
You didn't hear that?
What happened during the outburst?
He yelled. But most of us did. You did when you woke up.
Don't worry about that.
Exactly. I think we all
did.
Had a rough night.
His yell sound different.
Tiffany is so suspicious.
Let me. What can I roll for that? Like, does it sound suspicious to me?
I mean, you know. It wasn't his voice.
Yeah, it
was,
you heard the other voice.
No, I thought. Oh, it was draconic, right?
Yeah, it was like a dragon yell, like a dragon
roar. Yeah, like, and also you heard him speak.
Yeah, but he was asking about the roar specifically.
Really?
I'm not sharing that.
I have to spell this out.
I'm not sharing that he spoke because he didn't want to talk about it. I'm gonna be like, you know, it was almost, and I look at Kraft. I'm like, it's almost like a creature. It's kind of similar to the dragon, but also small dragon, small lizard. Like, I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if they, sorry, if they can all do that. If it's a, what you would call, racial trait. Alex is upset.
Getting racist.
And it's super racist.
All your dreams come true.
God damn it. I genuinely wouldn't know that.
Okay.
He's just going to continue doing push-ups.
All right, cool. Yeah, you guys are free to do what you will. Nothing was disturbed in the night. Nothing, the barricades on the two doors are still there.
So it's part, I didn't finish a long rest, but I have an ability that says it's part of a long rest. Can I say it's me also being up that I could use this ability? Because I have to do stuff, like, I can't be sleeping and do it at the same time, but it's something I do as a long rest.
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna get.
He's not trying to kill you.
Thank you. I'm gonna, while we're playing cards with Amon, I'm gonna look at him like, you got like a doohickey or something that ain't like super important, but like you carry on you.
A doohickey?
A who?
A doohickey, a thingamabob.
What did you just call me?
A what? Doohickey. What like, would that,
Like anything, just a item, your weapon, something you carry on you a lot.
Sure, I'll give him a dagger.
Okay, I'm gonna take the dagger, and I'm going to infuse it as a spell storing item.
Cool.
So what that means is I can pick one, simple item or a special weapon. It uses my spell casting focus, and I can store a first or second level spell from my spell list. And I'm going to put in a cure wounds.
Into one of the daggers?
And what happens is you can use that up to the amount of times as twice of my intelligence modifier. So you can cast that up to 8 times.
Damn.
Cool. Yeah. So, all right.
Just in case, you know, you seem pretty light on the feet.
How long does this last?
Until the next long rest.
Cool.
Or until you use up all of them.
Right.
Cure wounds.
Just starts. Just starts stabbing himself.
Yeah, but he looks. It's stabbing you and healing you at the same time. You're like, check it out.
How sick are you looking? He's looking hurt. Yeets a dagger out.
Catches it and throws it back.
Does that count as play action? To the bone. If I do it? To the
bone. Yeah, so it still counts as an action, but it uses my spell modifier.
Okay. Good to know.
Sorry, this is just like. So I don't have to prepare cure wounds, or?
I mean, we have extra, but I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Double tap. I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Just more resources.
Amon loves it when I play a healer.
Oh, Amon loves it.
Metagaming pigeon above board.
Amon loves being healed.
Well, just.
Danny does not. Danny likes watching Alex be upset that she can't heal.
Just being transparent, I'm not feeling the best, so maybe, you know, more is better.
It's smart.
I could hit you on the head again.
No, I think that's what, well, maybe not. I feel like I had a negative reaction to those head bonks.
Bonk. I'll have couldn't a negative sleep. Reaction.
No, nah, I'm okay. Maybe we'll try again tomorrow, but.
Just
thought it'd help.
I'm down to investigate some of these doors if you guys are. There's two other doors in here that we haven't gone through that we barricaded.
Are they doors that just go back into the forest?
Didn't you open one? We don't know. We didn't open it. I just checked if it was locked.
Oh, got it.
I didn't open it.
Because as soon as I checked, she was like, Nur?
You don't know what's over there.
Exactly.
I don't know either.
I'm just going to load up my tool in case something pops out.
Beautiful. You guys remove?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Elias feels well-rested. Well-rested. But kind of like, I just want to get going kind of thing. So it's like a restless energy.
He's the only one who had a semi-good
day. Kind of jumps up and just...
To be fair, I wrote his first.
So I got evil learns. We went down.
So we had to choose between the two doors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got left and right.
Rock, paper, scissors, or the D&D equivalent?
Roll for it.
Gem.
Parchment. Parchment, paper, shears.
Gem. Damn it.
That's a thing from Critical Role. I'm not going to claim that I came up
gem, parchment,
myself.
Dagger.
There it is.
I mean, I don't care. You guys pick. I checked the door on the left, and that one was unlocked. I didn't look at the one on the right. We just barricaded both to be safe.
Did we unbarricade them? Or are we ready to go?
Yeah, you guys. I was gonna ask which one you unbarricade first. If you unbarricade both, but it's entirely up to
both.
Okay.
Siegfried's gonna go check the right door.
Unlocked.
Well, you're already there.
They're both unlocked.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already there, fuck it, let's go through. Or at least open it.
Okay, yeah. Do you open yours as well? Or?
No, I'm going to be right there with them. Like,
all right, cool.
Only I'm not going to be in the line of sight. I'm going to kind of stand a little
same,
bit.
I'm also like adjacent to the opening of the door.
He grabs him on and pushes him forward like a meat shield. No, I'm kidding.
Just holding.
What are you saying?
Yeah,
what is it?
My eyes!
Don't go through this door. Everybody wants coffee.
Bald.
God damn it.
My eyes.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, so you open the door and you don't do anything.
What do we see?
No, I was just wondering. All right, cool. You open up the door and because you didn't check it, you unlock, like, a rune lights up.
Oh, great.
Great.
That's why I was standing off to the side and I did not open the door.
Absolutely not. So I need to know everyone who is within a 15-foot radius of this door.
I'm definitely within 15
feet. Well, since I opened the damn thing, I'm staring at whatever the hell's going
to
happen.
Talk to your rogue, not to me.
I'm going
to
give myself a benefit of doubt. I have decent range with my firearm. I don't think I would have been that close.
I really should have retconned the fact that I was using him as a meat shield now. Whatever's happening is going to hit me first.
I mean, I would be closer to Kraft than I am them.
Oh.
Just because I'm... Well, look, listen. You all were at that door.
Yeah,
right, I was going to go towards...
Deck saving throw.
Oh, cool. I'm decent at that.
But they would be within my range, right?
I was literally about to grab
10 feet of me.
Jolly Rancher Gummy and roll it.
Try it.
No, if you...
I mean, he could be outside of the 15-foot bubble and we'd still be within 10 feet of him.
I'm going to say either they get the plus two...
Three.
Plus, okay, either they get the plus three and you have to make the roll too, or they don't and you don't have to roll.
Okay,
I'll do it. Oh, wow, you're taking the bullet.
So I get advantage with danger sense, correct?
Yes, but it's only for something you see.
Well, you were in the rune, right?
I know, the rune.
Okay, roll me a perception check right now to see if you see the rune.
Wait, oh, recon, no! Recon.
Look at it! Look at it! It's right there!
Wait, plus three or no?
This is just a check.
Shut up. Yes,
22. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, sure. Let's see.
Sorry.
Hold on. Would you have the wherewithal to see a rune and immediately think...
Boom?
Boom.
Well, yeah, because all of the runes that we've experienced that went boom before... Siegfried would be like, okay, yeah, something's about to happen. It's not going to be good.
All right, fair enough.
See sprinkles blow up once.
Are you rolling?
True. Very true.
I would.
Deck save.
Okay.
If he's rolling, I have an 18.
Okay.
If he's not, it's 15.
Okay.
Not one.
Oh.
That sucks.
Yeah. You said deck save?
Yeah.
I got 17.
Beautiful. Amana's the only one who saves.
What?
Sorry.
I also take no damage for this.
Wait, plus three?
Plus three.
Oh. 20.
Oh, then you pass.
Yeah! I forgot about
the
plus three.
Only one that took damage, or going to take the full damage is...
Thankfully, it's not a lot.
52.
Boom.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, right? disintegrate.
We got out of the way and the door just fucking takes
Yeah, just it launches behind us and hits Elias right in the face.
You take 13 points of fire damage.
Pushes Ew. Him past me. Shit.
God.
Yeah.
A whole ass door. It's like a cartoon. Just the whole door just slams him in the back.
Your saves take half.
Against the wall.
Elias shaped silhouette. Of yeah. Just
like this. I'm gonna say. Well, you wouldn't take any because of Asian. Anyway.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What did I say? 14?
13.
13? All right. You take 7 fire damage then? Because you saved. You still get half. Well,
damn it.
I thought you just said whore, and I was like, did you just call me a whore?
Whore, not you. The fire is a big whore.
You're.
I'm you, guessing you have fine. A healing whores. Dagger now.
I know. I've been called worse. It's fine. Whores. All right, so as the door opens... You are greeted with
horse?
A long... Yeah, horse, everywhere.
Yes!
This
is Siegfried's dream!
This isn't the fucking...
Whore mausoleum!
Ew. Cock rot!
No, this is not level 2. Right, we've been there, done that.
Yeah,
literally.
Literally.
Yeah, Siegfried did that. Hey.
Hey.
He sci-fied himself.
For his character!
Alex is rolling for something.
Uh-oh.
I don't like this.
You guys open the door, and you are greeted by a long, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Shadow monster penis?
Walkway.
Stop.
Walkway, okay. Siegfried. And each side, every 5-10 feet, there is a mirror.
Yeah.
No, I hate mirrors.
It's a whole walkway lined with mirrors. But you do see a door at the end. And that's where we're going to end soon.
Damn.
Fuck. Wait. Before we end, how long is this walkway?
I'd say probably 45 feet.
Titties. I got this. I had a plan already. Just somebody what? Remind me.
Titties.
It's time to fly.
Okay, guys, so we're going to go ahead and call it there. We've been playing for a little bit. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Join us in 2 weeks where we find out what the fuck is up with these mirrors.
Fantastic.
In the meantime, if you want to stay up to date on all of our podcasting shenanigans, Turning Tables is on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. And then you can find me, your current DM, on Instagram Ooh. At Ghost Coffee Shop. And yeah, Danny.
Howdy. You can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714. You can find my other podcast, Hops and Notes, at Hops and Notes Pod. Alex and I were talking about not raping our friend, or we're a fan of Katie.
No, just her not getting raped.
Just don't rape Katie, Period. Please. Yeah. But by the time this comes out, hopefully I have a few more episodes out because it'll be a while.
Do you have any hints for something, any new episodes, or have you just not decided yet?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
But yeah.
I'll
figure it out.
We need a hip hop album. I haven't done one in a while.
You just did one for
Oh, yeah, you did one for
God damn it.
I have a decision.
A decision?
Yeah. Well, because he messaged me about it.
Yeah. I hit up James to finally get James on the podcast.
Hey.
Talk off air. Yeah. Ruben.
Hello.
Hello.
That was a good one. God damn it.
Hi, my name is Ruben. If you want to find me anywhere, I'm on Instagram, REC Matrix. I like raccoons, gems, other weird stuff, music. I'm there.
But you said gems for a hot second.
Gems and I was too. Like, I don't mind new mites. For all my crystal heads out there.
That could be so
don't,
many.
I was like, don't say that.
Heads, not meth addicts.
And crystal heads does sound like a slang.
Well, if you're out there
in those streets,
come listen to me too. I've been known to peruse things. Anyways.
What? Crystal?
Like.
Crystal.
Yeah. We call it Crystal.
Anyways, I also have another podcast called Plot Armor Plus.
You're all getting killed next episode.
Nice. Thank God.
you just got this one.
He already has another.
This is your fourth episode as Craft. Get the fuck out of my face.
I had enough. Crazy. I have my own podcast also called Plot Armor Plus, where I do short reviews of animes. By the time this episode comes out, Gurren Lagann episode 5 should be out, where I literally talk to myself for about 20 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Not like regular talk to myself, like I have myself on as a guest.
Like God. Craft?
Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
In full craft. You should do an episode in craft character.
Welcome to Plot Armor Plus. What the hell?
I'm craft.
Craft the kobold from turning tables. What is happening?
That'd actually be really funny.
Fuck. Now, like in 5 episodes, I'm gonna have Kraft on as a guest. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Say, anyway, chatty tonight, folks. Sorry, James.
Hi. When is this coming out?
In like a month and a half.
In like March.
Okay, so you can find me on the Horrible People's Network as a co-host of the NPC Gaming Podcast.
Yeah.
So on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod, we talk about gaming news and talk a lot of shit on Microsoft.
I just yelled at Microsoft, didn't you?
And their profits.
And everything, their profits, everything. Also, by the time this is out, we would have already completed or near completed our second edition of Trash Month on the Horrible People's Podcast.
So, you guys are so good about promoting your podcast. And I'm just like, oh yeah.
If you didn't listen to last year's selection, please go do that, because we have a whole another 4 terrible horror movies. 1 not so terrible.
You can
say them, because by the time this episode comes out, they will have all been published.
Cool. Let me try to remember what they are. Slaughterhouse. God.
What?
Slaughterhouse.
It's a killer sloth.
Damn it, I knew it.
Psycho Gourmet.
No, I want in.
I'm sorry, but
I'm here to fight
movie.
For Psycho Gourmet.
Anyway,
same. I'm there for Psycho Gourmet's defense.
Don't look at me! They both looked at me like I'm their mom.
It's your fault.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Ash, God damn it.
And the last one, I don't remember the name.
Pinata.
What?
Pinata.
Pinata, which is about a killer pinata.
By the gods.
Which I assume is going to be really bad and racist, so that's why it's on the list. Those are the 4
For
picks.
A mostly brown podcast
exactly.
network?
Exactly.
God damn it.
So, those are the movies. They're probably going to be done by the time this comes out. And also, I now have my own solo podcast.
Yay!
And by the time this comes out, I'll probably be 4, 5, or maybe even 6 episodes deep. Not sure. But it's called the Retired Mosher Podcast. The first episode is very heavy, so bear with that one. It was very personal to me, but I needed to record it.
We just had like half episode 2 right now, like before we started this.
Basically, yeah. So there's a discussion we had that's probably going to end up on the podcast. Anyway, please go check it out.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I'm on Spotify and Apple and all that good stuff. So please go check me out. Go like my Instagram page. And yeah.
Hell yeah.
Connor?
I'm gonna side promote James's new podcast, Retired Mosher. It's very meaningful. I think that podcast takes a lot of courage to put out. And I think you should do yourself a service and listen to it, because it really touches on a lot of reasons that we're all human and sharing in this condition. So I'd like to be on that podcast at some point to talk about all things moshing.
Yeah.
Because I consider myself retired too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. That was my bit. That was my little bit of promotion.
That was the nicest.
I know. Thank
ever.
You so much.
That was
I appreciate
so sweet.
It.
Honestly, episode 1 was really good. I did reach out to James about it. That's why, like, it was very good. I
talked to him on the way up here.
Yeah. Thank you. Everybody's been supportive. And again, I know it's going to be heavy, but like Connor said, it's kind of a way to kind of connect with everybody on a shared feeling that I'm sure most people have dealt with. Anyway, go listen to that.
It's going to be heavy in the best ways and the worst ways possible.
Yes, and then the additional episodes are going to be much more of what I had planned initially, so please go take a listen.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Now that this has been the longest outro maybe to date, let's go ahead and get out of here. Let's hit him with one last dice shake. Bye!
God damn it.
I got a racer.